The National Pork Producers Council is concerned about the way trade and the Trans-Pacific Partnership are being portrayed in some campaign stump speeches, saying losing the trade deal would be a huge defeat to the pork industry. Dave Warner, a spokesman for NPPC, says TPP, a trade agreement with 12 Pacific Rim countries, could be the biggest commercial opportunity ever for the U.S. pork industry. The agreement would lower tariffs in Japan, which is a huge export market for U.S. pork. Warner says free trade agreements are beneficial to the U.S. because they even the playing field abroad.
In almost every case, the free trade agreement is more beneficial to the United States than to the other country because those other countries often have trade preference programs that the United States gives them, and their products are coming to our shores, either low tariff or duty free. Yet we don't have that reciprocal trade with those countries. That's what a free trade agreement gets us.
Warner says agriculture needs to educate candidates on the benefits of trade so they are aware of it once they are elected.
Once they're in office, they see the realities of things that maybe they change. The U.S. pork industry exports more pork to the 20 countries with which the United States has an FTA than to all the other countries of the world combined. That's what a free trade agreement gets us.
The TPP, strongly supported by NPPC and many other agricultural organizations, has been a target of vitriol by Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump and presumed Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.